like. The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number two. Happy Friday. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. And 713 says, are you a grocery store shopper and leave your cart in the middle of a parking spot when you're done? Are you somebody at the ATM that once you get your money, you sit there and take your time, read receipts, etc., and hold the lineup? Do you talk on your phone, FaceTime obnoxiously loud in public to where everybody can hear? You go to the Astrodome. This is the kind of thing that I think we... Now, we're not going to phrase the questions like that because we want honesty. Because
right.
Whenever you use obnoxiously loud, they go, I'm not obnoxious. I'm not.
How close do you think it's appropriate to stand behind somebody when they're at the ATM? If it's within 3 or 4 feet, you're going to the Astrodome.
Well, especially now. It's like if you're closer to anyone than 6 feet at any point, then you go to the Astrodome. And I was thinking about this on the break. I've got such a great idea for this. You never saw Kingsman the Golden Circle. You haven't seen the Kingsman.
No.
They're fantastic. You would love them. In fact, there's a new one coming out called The King's Man, which is going to be a prequel. Looking forward to that. But in the second one, when people all start getting the blue disease, they put them in these cages in stadiums. This is exactly what we can do. We'll set up the Astrodome. They get to go in cages. And just the people who fill out the questionnaire and answer it with yes to more than 3 things on the list of 10. And if they do that, boom, you go to the Astrodome.
All right.
And you stay there.
I'm down.
And you get to eat rat and cat.
I'm down.
Okay? Maslina Hidalgo, I want you to put this order in effect. I think this would be awesome. You want me to vote for you next time? This is how you do it. You set up the Astrodome. Soccer Bilal says there's good and bad Mini Cooper drivers on both sides.
There are good and bad Mini Coopers on both sides. We know that.
Your racist producer needs less mic time. Yes, Mexicans can afford a Mini Cooper.
I never said anything about affording
a Mini Cooper.
Well, and he said Hispanics, not Mexicans.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think he was talking more of a style thing.
It's culturally, you don't see very many Hispanics driving Mini Coopers. It's true.
Culturally, you don't see many 6'5", 235-pound white guys driving Volkswagen Beetles.
It's true. Mm. Honestly, the only people who drive Mini Coopers really are white people.
For the most part.
And it's not because they're
now
elite.
You're racist too.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just the facts. That's all I've seen driving them.
They're all hipsters. Like yeah. I see several in my neighborhood, and it's all hipsters. And not the like Midtown douchebag trust fund hipster, but like the real hipster. The genuine hipster, which you know, I mean in a good way.
Oh, okay.
I think in a good way. I mean, it's not like I can hang out with a hipster, but not a trust fund douchebag hipster.
Got it.
So just clarifying that for everyone. I don't know what the hell we're what the hell are we even talking about today? There you go. 505.
Ooh. I had Truth Barbecue for lunch.
Yeah, how was it?
It was good.
The Truth.
Good that time and this time.
Awesome.
There's a little of that leftover brisket flavor in your throat.
Mm. So
they're shutting down their I meant to do this. Truth, they told me today, Corey told me they're not going to deal with like trying to keep their dining room open. They're still going to be open, but it's going to all be to go, take out or curbside.
Well, the positive of that is if you haven't been to Truth because it gets packed a lot, it's a good way to try it out.
Yep. And Eric Warner, after I did the Carbach read, I said, I'm not sure what's going on at Carbach. If the tap room's going to be open, he said, they are open and they plan to be open unless they get more strict. So for now, you can still go into Carbach, have a meal. I'm betting, I think a lot of these places, you're not allowed to sit at the bar. So you probably have to sit at a table, and you may have to order food if you want to drink, because that's how they main. That's how they make sure it's
before a restaurant. Well, I don't know how it was everywhere, but before they opened the bars, we went to El Tiempo for dinner one night, and you could sit at the bar. Because, and it is a restaurant, so but you could sit at the bar. You just had to, they had it separated. You had to be at least, and in our case, it was like 10 feet, but you had to be at least 6 feet away from anybody else at the bar.
Yeah.
So I assume you can still do that stuff. I don't know. I don't know if they gave us specifics other than, and I assume that bars will still be able to do off sale like they did before. Yeah. So you can go pick stuff up to go.
Yep.
If you want to keep supporting your local bars and restaurants. And it's just going to be up to each restaurant to how much of this mess they want to deal with. And, yeah, I'm pretty sure if I own one, I would just go with to-go orders right now.
Fred, is this a true story? Did an obnoxious concert goer lay you out at a Weezer show?
That is not true. That's exactly the opposite of what happened.
You laid out a concert goer?
I've told you this story before. It's embarrassing. It's like the last fight I was in.
When was this?
It was before I knew you, probably about a year before I knew you.
I don't think I've heard this story.
No, you've heard the story. I've told the story on air before. And it was, we were, Jason and Gina, who you know very well.
I do.
I went to the concert with them. And I was on the phone with my brother when I walked into the bathroom and just said, hey, man, I'm at the Weezer concert. This is the dorkiest bunch of people I've ever seen in one place. And the guy next to me hauls off and hits me. And he's a little dude and a little pudgy dude, and he hits me in the face, and he hadn't washed his hands from being in the bathroom.
Ooh, so he got poop particles all over.
Well, it was pee particles, but either way. And I just like, he's like, he just hits me. I go, did you just hit me? And he's like, I heard what you said. You're talking about me. He's like, well, I really wasn't talking about you, but so he hauls off and hits me again. And I go, okay.
Did he hit you like a person who's never thrown a punch in his life?
He pretty much, yeah. And I don't know if I still can because I'm old, but I've always been able to take a punch. But these weren't even punches. These were like, I've been slapped harder than this by ex-girlfriends. I'll just put it that way. And he basically says, I basically tell him, listen, man, I don't know what your problem is, but you throw one more punch at me, I'm going to drop you right here in this damn bathroom. And so he hauls back like he's going to hit me, and I dropped him right then and there, and he landed in a pile of pee on the floor.
Gross.
And I walked off.
Did you use a Taekwondo shot on him?
No, it was just a straight jab. I didn't want to hurt the guy too bad.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the last fight I was in, and it was with someone who was – I'm a dork, right? I'm an absolute dork, nerd. Whatever, this guy was me times 10, only smaller and weaker and fatter. So.
Sucks to be him.
Yeah.
Plus he got pee all over himself. Well, but you do you think what? He stayed for the rest of the concert?
I don't know. I left and just went back to my phone conversation. I was telling my brother, you believe that guy just hit me?
You left the show?
No, I left the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I just walked right back out. So if the police are still looking for me, the statute of limitations is up on that. And it was self-defense.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It sounds like self-defense to me.
But yeah, that's the last fight I was in. And I admit I was a little drunk, and I was trying to be funny.
Maybe that's why you were able to take such a good shot.
I don't know. I think it was just this guy was so weak. I mean, it wasn't even fair, man. I'm embarrassed by that, but I don't know how that... I swear I've told that story before. That's why people would know it. But, yeah, well... God, I'm trying to remember what year that would have been. I was already, probably, I don't know, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
It's the last time I ever threw a punch at a human being, and will be the last time, because at this point I'm too old to mess with anybody. 713 says, my wife is a blitzer as well, and she asks, what are the odds AJ lives into his 60s with the way he eats and drinks? She's a nutritionist, so she's curious.
I don't know. I exercise regularly, though. Like, I'm not a great big fat person, but I don't even think my eating habits are all that bad, honestly. Like, I don't eat a bunch of cookies and candy and stuff.
Yeah, I don't either.
I eat exorbitant amounts of meat, but there's some people who say that's bad.
Well, I don't eat almost no sweets whatsoever, and I don't drink cola or anything like that. I drink a lot of alcohol. So, yeah, somebody said, I definitely heard that story on air before. So, yeah, AJ's CTE from fighting is starting to kick in, says Robert.
Could be.
Aaron, you've heard that story before, right?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Okay. 281, were you a 2 or 3 that night, or maybe you were an 8 after several drinks in his eyes? 832, just left Kroger and Alvin. They're already out of toilet paper and paper towels. Wow. God, are we going to go through all that again? Rachel, who does the show on Sunday mornings with Jerome, wanted me to ask. She wants me to ask a question for you.
Okay.
She needs to know what the bleep is a corn tooth.
A corn tooth is like a you ever talk to a person and one of their fronts is like yellowed out, like it's a dead tooth.
Yeah,
that's a corn tooth. Because it looks like a kernel of corn.
Yeah. That would be how I would describe
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh. 281, leave his ass in a pile of pee, bleep. Hey, I didn't do anything. I let him hit me twice. And maybe I was drunk and that's why I didn't feel it. But the second time, I kind of occurred to me that this guy had just had his penis in his hand and had just peed and hit me in the face with that hand. I was a little offended by that. So I wasn't going to let a third one go. Somebody else was asking, what are those words on the back of your shirt? I guess they're watching on Twitch, but texting.
On the back of your shirt?
Yeah, I guess they saw it when I was walking back around.
Sometimes goodbye is a second chance.
No, it's not anything like that.
Tell my mother. Right?
That's like the only song you know of theirs,
yeah,
isn't it?
Then, that's their big hit.
No, they've got a lot of other hits that are really good. No, it's the lyrics from Atlas Falls, which is a song they did when the COVID started to raise money for COVID relief. And they should
just give up the second chance money for COVID relief.
They're just trying to do like we were doing. We're trying to raise money for people.
Oh.
So like for $50, you got this song before it was actually released, and you got this shirt, and the $50 went to go to COVID relief. And so, yeah, I bought it so that I could, A, help out a little bit, and B, because I wanted the song because it was badass. Now it's out, so.
This song?
Yeah.
They sold this song for charity?
Yes.
Did anybody buy it? This sucks. Yeah.
God, you have the worst friggin' taste in music.
This is like that hum song from yesterday.
No, if you think this song sucks, AJ, I have nothing to say to you. In fact, I'm leaving the show. You get to
turn it up. I want to hear if this song sucks or not.
This is a great friggin' song.
Yeah, this sucks.
Now, listen to the whole thing. Just shut your ass up, you communist dickweed.
I mean, it's nice of them to give this money to charity. But also, if they put this money in their pocket, they should feel guilty about it. So
you know what?
I think they put this song out because they knew, like, to get this song, you had to donate to charity. So once people got it, they couldn't be like, "Hey, man, this song sucks," because the money went to charity. So they're like, "Well, they got us."
You have zero taste, Hoffman. You and Rocket DFS on the Twitch line. Song is trash. You know what's trash? That's you two guys.
No, that song's bad.
And you know what? I hope a guy in a Mini Cooper pulls out a gun and shoots you. That's what I hope. You guys suck. I hate you so much. Aaron, you get to do the rest of the show, unless I get some of this beer. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Some of you guys are some salty bastards about my musical taste.
I mean, there's nothing salty. You're salty.
Oh, no.
You suck. You suck, too.
You do suck.
You suck, too.
You do. Hey, what do you always suck.
Suck, too.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man. You suck, too. It's just not the best song, that's all.
You don't like it, that's cool. I don't care.
Tim Burgess says, that song sounded like it was written for a movie about a generic fake butt rock band.
Yeah, so you guys criticize me for giving money to charity.
That's why I said no one's criticizing it because the money went to charity.
You little bitch of a Mini Cooper guy.
They were like, you know what? The record label told them, listen, guys, we cannot put this on an album. People will riot if you put this on them. They're like, what if we release it as a single and all the money goes to charity? Well, then no one can bitch about it. Let's do it.
They actually wrote it about the Rona.
I mean, maybe that's why it sucks. I mean, no offense, but like, you really think you're going to get a great song out of singing about a pandemic, a virus?
Yeah, I like the song. I don't really care whether you like it or not.
That's okay. You seem to care a lot.
No, for some of the taste you have in music and other stuff, for you to be critical of me, pretty embarrassing.
I'm not being critical of you. I said the song sucks. You didn't write the song.
But you're being critical of my taste. And your taste sucks, too.
I'm not being critical of it. I'm just saying it's not great in this instance.
Well, I'm saying I like the song and I think it's great. You don't? Okay. But that means you're criticizing my taste in the song.
Well, that also means you're criticizing my taste because I think it sucks.
Yes, I am. I am.
Well, then I guess we'll just call it even.
Yeah. We can agree that this beer is really freaking
the
good.
The beer is good.
Yeah.
And I've never had this and I'm surprised.
And guys, we're just having fun here, right? It's a Friday. The world's falling apart again. We're just trying to have some fun. There's no animosity here.
You suck, too!
I love that. There's no real animosity. I get that that's not everybody's taste, but somebody's asking me...
Sometimes goodbye.
See, now I hate that song so much, and I hate when you sing it. But somebody's asking me how I became a fan of them. It's stupid. Like most bands that I found over the last 15 years was from playing video games. Because the music that they would have on Madden and the hockey and all that stuff, I'd hear something that I liked and then I'd go look them up, and that's where it was. I think Fly From the Inside was on some baseball game in the 2000s or 90s. Chad and Spring, not sure why, but today's show might be the best show ever. I can't stop laughing right now. That's the goal, man.
Last Friday's was pretty fun, too.
Last Friday's was pretty fun. But we don't have face apps today, so we're just having to kind of improv it.
I liked the soundtrack to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. They had like Bring the Noise by Anthrax was on there. They had like a Bad Religion song, Power Man 5, that Gorilla Radio from Rage Against the Machine, one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
They had a Most Def song. So they had some good songs on there. And I heard that there's a re-release of Tony Hawk.
They're working on it, I believe.
Here's a little known fact about me. Do you remember, guys, when the Madden championships were happening and the final game of Madden was played on the big screen at Times Square? Do you guys remember that? You're probably not old enough, Aaron. This was like the early 2000s. Do you remember that, Fred?
No.
Well, the way that they did that tournament was they were trying to crown a national champion of Madden.
I do remember
that. I want to say it was like Madden 02 or maybe Madden 03. But there was a, like, basically you had a regional tournament and then you would basically play your way down until you got into a state tournament and then a regional tournament. And I was in, I guess, what would have been the Sweet 16 nationally of Madden. And my region, was the finals, it was like Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, and maybe one more, West Virginia maybe.
Damn, that's pretty good to get
But I played in the finals to go to the like where the final eight people went to New York. They would play their little tournament, and then the championship would be in Times Square. So I was really good at Madden for a time. I haven't played Madden now in probably 7 years. I used to spend way too much time on Madden, and I was like obsessed with Madden.
You're talking about Madden Nation?
No. It wasn't called Madden. Like that, they did a TV show called Madden Nation. Yeah, this I don't know.
But I remember this tournament now.
I wasn't on television. Maybe the finalists were. Maybe had I won my region, I would have been on television. But yeah, I don't know what happened. I was just trying to. There was just a bunch of money you could win for playing Madden, and I was like, imagine if I can make. And it wasn't $1 million, but it was like $250,000 for being the best Madden guy.
Imagine how much beer you could have bought with that.
That would have been, oh, it would have been so great. And I drank cheap beer back then. I mean, it would have
Might have lasted you 6 months.
Yeah, imagine how much Miller Lite I would have drank, or Miller Genuine Draft. That's what I would really get into.
God, I used to drink that religiously, and it's nasty.
Oh, it's awful. But I did like it at the time. But Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 and 3. I'll go ahead and throw that in there, or probably the games I was best at. And I wanted there to be a national championship for Tony Hawk. And this was before the days where you could play online and have rankings online.
Right.
I wish that they would have had that when I was a kid, because I feel like I would have been arguably one of the greatest Tony Hawk players in the history of time. So I'm excited for the re-release. Unfortunately, I'll be 40 years old when it comes out, so I won't have the time to dedicate to Tony Hawk 2 the way I did at one. Like, there were some nights where I just didn't sleep. I just played Tony Hawk all night, and I would maybe not go to work that day, and I would play Tony Hawk, and I would eat cereal out of the box, like, just with my hand, because I was playing Tony Hawk, and getting milk was too, and I would yell at my roommates about eating all my golden grams. But I was excellent at Tony Hawk. So I'm excited for the Tony Hawk re-release. I believe that it will be great. And I think they're putting all the Tony Hawk games on one disc. Is that the deal?
I think so. I know I think 1 and 2 are going to be packaged together.
But Tony Hawk 1 sucks.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the problem. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 is not a good game. Part 2 is excellent, but I mean, I guess beggars can't be choosers, so I'll take it. It comes out September 4th, 2020.
September 4th, that's the same day the Boys drops, yep. Right?
Well, you'll be watching the Boys, and I'll be hawking it up.
Oh, I really have avoided getting back into buying a bunch of games while we've been on lockdown. Because I know how addicted I get. There were times when I would stay up all night, especially NCAA football, EA Sports, NCAA football. I would stay up all night playing that damn thing and doing the franchise mode and recruiting and turning UH into a national champion and just all night long. And I started getting bad with that little Golf Clash game I've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
I finally had to intervene on myself and have a mild intervention. I haven't deleted the app yet. But
it doesn't sound like you've really made an intervention.
I'm limiting myself to 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening.
You could put, like, we've got this on my kids' phones.
Yeah,
screen time allowance for app. And
that's a good idea.
Like, once you hit 30 minutes on the app that day, it's not available to turn on.
Interesting.
By the way, Fly From Inside was on MVP Baseball 2003.
There you go. That was the game. I used to play that one. I would win World Series with the Astros without having to use trash cans back in the day.
MVP baseball was the EA Sports baseball, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That was the, I think, the step after the triple play.
Okay.
Interesting.
Is that the one? Was that the one with Randy Johnson on the cover?
That sounds right, yeah.
I always thought it was funny that there would be a video game with Randy Johnson on the cover because he's such a hideous man that, like, that's the worst guy to sell video games with. I think there was somebody else on the cover,
Miguel
too.
Miguel Tejada.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's.
But Randy Johnson was just such an ogre. It's like, this is really who you're trying to sell video games with, huh? All right.
See,
I'm guessing it probably sold well, and Fred, it's always stuck with Fred, so that's nice.
And it was. Like, a lot of times I wouldn't get home from work until like 2 in the morning, and I would sit there and play that thing until 5 or 6 in the morning, sleep for an hour, take the kids to school, then go back and go to work. I almost never slept back then because I couldn't stop playing those stupid games. I think I'm going to have to... I kept the last year of NCAA football for Xbox, and I haven't put it. I haven't played it yet because I know as soon as I put that thing in there, I'm gone. I mean, it's like full on addiction again. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Yeah, I had so many cool games that got lost in the divorce somehow. I think I left them from my son. I don't know where they are now. I'd like to have those back. But, Rocket DFA said, I used to slay Granado in PGA Tour on Sega Genesis back in the day. Was that the one, or was it Tiger Woods? There was one golf game that I was addicted to.
I liked the Tiger Woods game.
Yeah,
but that wasn't on Sega Genesis. I think it was on PlayStation when I got into it. My buddy was texted me and was like, he used to play TNC Surf on... Because he said, I didn't play Pro Skater, but I used to play TNC Surf on Nintendo NES. TNC Surf Designs, which is a surfing game. But they also had California Games. Do you remember that game? Did you have a regular Nintendo, like a Nintendo Entertainment?
No, I never had a Nintendo.
Did you have a Nintendo?
Yes.
Do you remember California Games?
No.
This was like, I mean, it had to be one of the earliest games of Nintendo. But you could play, you could surf, you could do half pipe skating, you could do frisbee, and you could do hacky sack, which was, I mean, it's ridiculous now.
That sounds fun, though.
But then Fred, you probably do remember this. I think it's the same people they had, the same people who made the games were called Summer Games and Winter Games, and they were on Commodore 64. I don't know if you remember those games.
Yeah, I do.
And they were on Atari as well. But it was like Summer Games was like pole vaulting and swimming and rowing. It was a bunch of weird games, but it's the same people who made California Games. The Winter Games, they had like alpine skiing and ski jumping. Yeah. I liked Winter Games better because I liked ski jumping. That was good. And
biathlon.
Yeah, you could do bobsledding.
Alpine skiing.
Yeah, that was a good game.
1984.
Yeah, that predates you, doesn't it?
Yep.
Us old folks here talking video games.
Yeah, alpine skiing, ski jumping, biathlon, bobsled, figure skating, speed skating, luge, and freestyle skiing.
Ski jumping was very difficult, but I was good at it. I was good at it, especially for a kid, you know. If I were one of these adults who played video games full time, I'd probably be great at it.
I'll have to look. There's a old website that will actually, like, they converted all these old NES games to computer mode where you can actually go and play them. I'll have to see if it's still
my kids have one of those consoles. Find me that link. My kids have one of those consoles that have, like, you know, 50 Nintendo games plugged into it, but there's no way to get all of the games. And I had so many Nintendo games. I was a spoiled little bleep, but I had so many, and I think it's mostly because my parents were divorced, so they would have contests to show who loved me more by buying me Nintendo games, but I had all the Nintendo games, and I wish that I had a console that could have every Nintendo game, because I do love the old Nintendo.
I think I mentioned this before. My first real gaming system was in television. I mean, we had an Atari, like the original Pong.
Yeah,
but then we got in television, and it was really cool. There was this hockey game where you could slash a guy with a stick, basically, and sometimes you'd get a penalty, and sometimes you wouldn't. So, of course, all we did was go and knock each other down with the sticks. But then I think it was PlayStation. It might have been Xbox. Came out with an Intellivision Lives thing, which was all the games. And I bought it thinking, oh, this will be cool. I get to play all these games I grew up with. And then you realize how lame it was compared to what you
I had that now. On a PlayStation 1.
Yeah. I think this was a PlayStation 2 one. But regardless, it's like I started playing the games because these suck. This is horrible.
I just sent you both the NES emulator. Let's see if we actually get anything done the rest of the show. For winter games, specifically.
I'm not opening it yet.
Not during the show.
Yeah, I can't do it. Uh-oh. James Harden trending on Twitter.
Uh-oh, is he dead? Does he have the Rona?
Might be for his Lamborghini thing he did yesterday.
No, it looks like there's a big debate on Twitter of who would you take, 2009 D. Wade or 2019 James Harden?
Why would I even remotely care about that?
I don't know.
Why is that trending on Twitter?
I have no idea. Someone tweeted it, and now it's blowing up.
Bleacher Report tweeted it out.
Oh, God, Bleacher Report. Put those guys to bed already. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And by the way, I think my Law & Order investigation has solved one, maybe both of our crimes.
Okay.
The poop not flush person.
Oh, you know who it is?
I believe I do.
Doom, doom.
Not one of our people.
What?
There's two people on this floor in some office, and one of them who kind of looks a little creepy. I mean, like a lot creepy. I mean, a guy that if you put him next to me, you would never call me creepy again, even though I'm pretty creepy. Pretty sure that's the culprit. And I you know, not taking DNA evidence from the poo to find out for sure.
Yeah.
But based on forensic evidence, it's him. So, and I think the weed person is on a different floor.
Okay.
I've pretty much come to realize that because it happens at different times of the day. So it's somebody who's here all day and then actually here.
Why are you blaming me?
I'm not blaming you. Hmm. I think you would prefer edibles and you would have the courtesy to go outside. So
that's true. Or I would just smoke in my own office.
Yeah, which, you know, but the way the air system is here, that would probably blow up the whole studio.
Quite possibly.
No, but I have a suspicion on that one because there's a couple people who I've gotten to know that work at other parts of the building that certainly strike me as weed types,
mm-hmm.
and they're here for a lot of hours during the day, like from 9 until 9. And because it's at such weird different times, I'm pretty sure I have a suspicion.
Okay.
So now I'm going to follow up on that. And once I solve that one,
you'll report back.
Yeah.
My buddy Matt again says, tell Aaron those NES games online are awesome, but he had to stay up all night to beat Legend of Zelda because you can't save the game.
No, so you cannot.
It took him like 10 hours. And you got to be committed, man. Got to be committed.
My favorite game when I was on the NES was either Paperboy or Blades of Steel.
Paperboy was strong.
And when I was working for a gunsmith and I didn't have much to do, but, you know, paperwork maybe for, I was working a 9-hour shift and I only did about 20 minutes of work, the rest of the time I spent playing either Paperboy or Blades of Steel on one of those emulators.
My buddy John said television was the GOAT. You could bunt for a home run in the baseball game. You could do that. And there was also a horse racing game that was just, I mean, it's just awful. It was just like four colored horses, like red, green, blue, yellow. And you get to control one and you get to whip them one time. And after that, they just drop dead. I mean, not literally drop dead like Barbaro, but they would, you know, they would just stop. So that was fun though. When I was, this is before you guys had all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what my favorite NES game was. I like Castlevania quite a bit. I was a big Castlevania guy. And there was like Castlevania 1, 2, and 3. I played all of those. I liked Ninja Gaiden. I don't know. And I mean, I liked the ones that everybody liked. I liked Contra. You know, I liked Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, but everybody likes those. I did. Everybody liked Zelda, but I didn't particularly like Zelda. That wasn't my style. I liked Double Dragon. You remember Double Dragon, Fred?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a good one. And I always made it my goal to beat, like when the new Mario game would come out, I wanted to beat it as quickly as possible. Ooh, I remember another game I used to play called Ghosts and Goblins.
That sounds familiar, too.
I played that game, like where the skeletons, you were like a knight, and zombies and skeletons would just crawl up out of the ground and try to kill you. I liked that game. Listen, I like the original Ninja Turtles game on Nintendo. That was very good. I didn't like the Batman game very much. I thought it was going to be good, but it wasn't. Mm. And then I liked a good strategy game every once in a while. I like to play Dr. Mario. I could kill hours and hours playing Dr. Mario. I wish I had Dr. Mario now. Not right this minute, but like in my adult life, I would probably play Dr. Mario the way you play your golf challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Tetris.
Did you like Tetris? Yes.
Yeah.
But
I think Dr. Mario was just the Mr. Mario, whoever the inventor of Nintendo was like, I'm tired of these Russians making all the money. So they went with Dr. Mario. I liked Excitebike. Did you play Excitebike?
Yeah,
I did. That was a good one. Yeah, there's some good-ass games on the old Nintendo. River City Ransom, did you remember that one?
I don't know if I remember that one.
Maybe I'm just a nerd.
No, but I mean, I don't want to say I skipped the Nintendo era.
But that wasn't your era of gaming. Like, that's not a time in your life when you were big into it.
Yeah, I was, because I kind of jumped from Intellivision to, one of my friends... His dad owned a game room in Lamarck, and we would go there all the time. And so we were playing basically arcade games,
mm-hmm.
and he would always give us a bunch of coins so we didn't have to pay for anything. So I did a bunch of those for a while, and I really didn't – I mean, I did Nintendo a little bit, but I really didn't dive back into it until Sega Genesis.
Okay.
That was kind of the first one. And, I mean, I had computers. Like I said, I had that Commodore, and I'd play games on that. But – yeah, and then eventually moved into PlayStation and had up until like PlayStation 3, and then I switched over to Xbox.
I liked RBI Baseball because
that was a good one,
RBI Baseball was the first game that had the real major league players' names, but the best baseball game on Nintendo was just called Baseball Stars. And it was, I mean, you could either be the Stars team, which basically was like the 27 Yankees. Like, you'd be number 7, and his name was Mick.
Yeah.
Number 5 was like Joe DiMeo or something like, I mean, it was always some play on it. But, you could tell who they were. It'd be like Willie Moyes. okay. This guy's really good. Hank Barron is a great player. But that game was great, but they didn't have the licensing. So when RBI Baseball came out, it was like, oh, you've actually got the real players. Now it's interesting.
I'm looking at Lena Hidalgo's press conference in the mask.
No, you would.
I may have to go excuse myself.
You like that?
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's been 90 days since I had some sleep. Now my dreams got me surrounded. In so many
ways, I've turned into stone. Numb to the ground, I'm stuck in this... This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 says this isn't Nintendo Radio, it's ESPN. Talk sports. Joking.
The N is for Nintendo.
he is joking. He made sure to make that clear. And it's my right as an American to talk Nintendo if I want to. So, 713-780-ESPN. Someone had a very interesting scenario, which they suggest I quit so that you and Josh can do a show together and you can use my money to bring Barry back.
I mean, we could get like 6 berries for your money.
Not what I'm making now, you kidding? But, well, you know what? Because I'm in a good mood here, I'll entertain this.
Josh doesn't want to work with me because that would cut into his podcast time.
Yeah, I think that would be a great show. I'm down with it. Here's the deal, though. I've always said my buyout was $2 million. Here's what I'll do for you guys.
Is it lower in Rona times?
In Rona times, you're gonna
discount.
I'm gonna give you a discount, and I'll give you until say Tuesday. Does that sound fair? So here's my number. Well, there's two numbers. There's the number you would have to pay David Gow,
okay,
so that AJ could do those moves, and then there's the number you'd have to pay me to go away.
Okay.
So here it is. One-time offer, $750,000 to me, $250,000 to David Gow.
Ooh, okay.
Does that sound fair?
It's a deal.
So if you guys can come up with that, I'm out of here. Gone.
Gone.
In the archives. History. So, I mean, I think that's a very fair discount. Now, some caveats, as it were. Just leaving the radio station, not the company. You don't get me out of the company.
You're just not on air.
Just not on air. Yeah, you would get me off air forever. At least on this station. Is that two or three? I think I lost track. Yeah. I think you burp once while you were making fun of my band. All right. You know what? I have not gone to the show prep the entire show today. This is like 2 days in a row. I was pretty excited about it, but I have to because we have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
It's the gem of the day, the gem of the day, the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
Beep, be, do, 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 boop.
Oh, that was a new version. That was a remix.
What the hell was that?
People said they didn't like that you wouldn't sing it live, so I took one of your live a cappella versions and I decided to pepper it in there a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is throwing me off. I'm not sure I can actually do
it. Do I need to do the real one, too?
No.
The actual full produced in studio?
That was kind of like AJ Unplugged, which is fine, but AJ Unplugged should be live, not a recording of AJ Unplugged. Just my humble opium.
See, I like buying a band's album when they actually record it while they're doing the show, and then I go back and listen to it, and I remember sitting at House of Blues listening to that song.
So you were at House of Blues when you heard him do that?
Not for that concert, okay. But for a different one.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this. All right, so we go to Florida, where basically, if your girlfriend is weird and you're weird, then you're going to have all kinds of problems in Florida. An evening of verbal altercations. So I'm guessing this means they fought all night long.
Yes. They're like the my across the street neighbors.
Does it ever get physical with them?
No, but it always, I told you, it always ends in one or the other driving off in the pickup truck, the really loud truck.
Yeah.
And the other one beating, like pounding on the hood of it as it drives away.
That's a little, you know, I'm no marriage counselor, but you guys might want to look into, you know.
I got to get a new neighborhood. I mean, it's really what it boils down to. My neighborhood's turning; it's going downhill.
Are you going to try to catch the guy again tonight?
I don't want to say it out loud on the air.
So no. Okay, you're going to let it go.
I'm letting him have his way tonight. My wife has started getting our mail like in the middle of the day. She doesn't leave the mail overnight anymore.
That's smart.
Yeah. So if the guy wants to come, like or he wants to follow the mailman directly, then he's got a shot. But otherwise, he's not getting my mail. But
he's not getting your eyelashes.
But I will say, I feel an obligation to my neighborhood, to my community, I like to call it. That makes me feel good about myself. An obligation to the community to make sure this guy doesn't steal their mail, even though he won't get my mail.
All right. Well, these two got into a verbal altercation that became a physical confrontation. And the 37-year-old man wound up with a minor burn. His ex-girlfriend wound up getting arrested. As detailed in a court filing, Becky Bartlett, 32, and Robert Ibarra had been arguing throughout the night when Ibarra decided to leave a residence for several hours to help defuse the situation. Sounds like your neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Just going to go away. But upon returning to the residence after 3 a.m., this is never good, he began to cook himself a pizza. Well, this upset Bartlett, who was sleeping on the couch. Now, there's something in reverse here because it's always the guy that sleeps on the couch, not the girl, but okay. Bartlett then allegedly walked to the oven, extracted the pizza, and threw it at Ibarra. The pizza struck his hand, causing a minor burn. When officers responded to the home, they noted that Ibarra suffered visible injury and that food on his pant leg was consistent with his statements. So she threw a hot pizza on him and was arrested for domestic battery. So you can go to jail if they've got mugshots of both of them. So I guess he's got a history, too. He kind of looks like a Hispanic version of Flounder from Animal House. And she looks methy.
Yeah.
She looks like the kind of person that would throw a pizza at you. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody said television football with the insert cards on the keypad was the best. Also, playmaker football on computer in the late 80s. Did Washington, D.C. just become a state?
No. Washington, D.C. just got passed by the House to be a state.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, okay. I've always thought that was a little weird.
Tyler says, can you give a quick rundown of the main event tomorrow? Poirier and Hook are going to be a good one. It should be a good fight. But he does mention something. Mike Perry is in the co-main event against Mickey Gall, best known as the guy who first beat up CM Punk. But Mickey Gall, or Mike Perry, is he hasn't had a camp, like a training camp. And he's going to have zero coaches in his corner. He's only going to have his girlfriend in his corner. I'm not telling you how to bet your money out there, folks. But I am saying this. Every single time when I was more heavily involved in the Houston MMA scene, when Barry and I owned that website, The Cage Door, we would take bets on the fights. We would have our own little bookmaking service around there. And if a guy brought his girlfriend or wife to corner him, you bet your ass I was betting against that guy. Bet your ass. And usually they would bring their wife and girlfriend and a coach, but like they only had one coach, but they had two corner passes. So they'd say, oh, come on, honey, you can be my other corner, my second corner. But this, only having your girlfriend there, I don't think it's a good move. I don't think it's a good move. Now, maybe he goes out there and just knocks Mickey Gall out. That could actually happen. But I'm probably going to wager against it.
You're going to have picks on pregame for the people?
They're already up.
Oh, awesome. So there you go. Go to pregame.com. Get AJ's picks. All right. One more hour to go in the week. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. One bite. You should throw me in a crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. ESPN 97.5.